30 farm organizations were represented at a press conference held this past week in Washington, D.C., as they were all calling on Congress to enact estate tax legislation before the end of the year. If this does not happen, the estate tax will revert to the pre-2001 levels of $1 million exemption at a 55% tax rate. During that press conference, Scott Bennett, a junior at Virginia Tech University and an active participant in his family's ranch, spoke on behalf of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
One would like to think that common sense would prevail and this death tax would be reformed in such a way that it allows young people, the next generation, to take over family farms and ranches that provide a safe, abundant, and affordable food supply here and across our borders. But here we are, only a month away from a death sentence to family farmers and ranchers without any clue of what type of resolve, if any, will move through Congress. I want to graduate college, return to my farm, work with my family, and live a successful and fulfilling life providing food for this world. Relief is needed, and it is needed badly. I sure wish Congress would wake up and do something to protect family-owned farms and ranches from going to the wayside and jeopardizing the futures of those who dream to provide food for a growing global population. Protect capitalism and the one industry that remained resilient through these trying economic times. We're not asking for government handouts. All we are asking for is common sense reform to an outdated tax.
The 30 agricultural organizations also sent a letter to President Obama urging him to take a leadership role in reforming the estate tax. And farmers and ranchers across the country are being urged to contact their elected officials about the importance of passing estate tax legislation during the current lame duck session. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.